how would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get ready to show your dad how much he's loved with today's Father's Day Countdown.
Guess who? It's Dad. Only 2 days left until Father's Day. Now, when you come visit me on Sunday, make sure you call first so I can make sure I have pants on when I answer the door.
Happy Father's Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. Mounting tensions between the U.S. and Iran.
Iran tried to shoot down an American drone on two separate occasions in recent days. U.S. officials also tell me four tugboats contracted to pull the Norwegian-owned tanker, one of the two tankers damaged in an attack Thursday, have been prevented from doing so by Iranian gunboats that have surrounded the stricken tanker.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, Iran denies any involvement in the attacks on the oil tankers. President Trump says his administration is working to bring down healthcare costs.
We took swift action to open short-term health plans and association health plans to millions and millions of Americans.
The president adding that new options are reducing health insurance premiums by up to 60%. Stocks end the week down. The Dow lost 17 points, but still ended higher for the week. The S&P down 5, the NASDAQ down 40. This is Fox News.
Shorts and black socks when he mows the lawn, falls asleep in the recliner when the baseball game is on. The daddy man, oh, the daddy man can. Yeah, the daddy man can, 'cause he doesn't have a clue and he embarrasses you. Who answers the front door in his undershorts? Who can wake the dead when he begins to snort? The daddy man. Yes, the daddy man can. The daddy man can, 'cause he doesn't give a hoot about what other people think. Oh, the daddy man drives under 55 when he's on the highway cruising while listening to boring music. It's enough to make you lose it. A dad, 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 who's the guy you go to when you need a loan? He says, go ask your mom and leave him the hell alone. Yes, the daddy man can, 'cause you live under his roof and he makes all the rules. A daddy man, a daddy man, man. A daddy man.
Let's get Big Daddy Jay in here.
Our final name of the day and our final name of the week is Larry Rollins. Larry Rollins, you have the rest of the hour to call back at 396-5477. Larry Rollins, call back at 396-5477 and get qualified to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Fine Jewelry and News Talk 93.1. If you'd like to get registered, we've got one more week of this. We'll start calling out names again Monday morning at 6 a.m., and we'll do it for one more week. Go get registered at newstalk931.com for this 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Larry Rollins, call back, 396-5477.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, Damen und Herren,
yes.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated man about town.
Seth Spatlow.
Please clap.
Wow. Hey. What an introduction.
Whoa, hey. Thanks, man.
So we have our foursome complete. Woo. As we get ready for the 19th hole.
Yes.
That really didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Afternoon show, Craig.
Yeah. All right, so I've been on a rampage on Facebook. By the way, I have room to add a Facebook friend.
What?
And this is not a big deal, and I don't use these numbers to impress, okay? somebody either unfriended me or just quit Facebook, so I have 4,999 now. I have, they won't let you send me a friend request unless there's a space open.
Yep.
And there's like 13 new friend requests in addition to the 1,000 that have been waiting. So when I have an opening, I like somebody I know that listens to the show.
I wonder if Karen is a friend.
Ooh, good question.
I would love for that to
happen. Karen, if you're listening.
I think her husband Phil might be.
Paul.
Her husband
that,
Paul.
You're thinking of that politician Phil.
Yeah.
You fill my mouth with farts.
That's who I had in my mind, of course.
Exactly.
We should play that. You know?
I love that.
Let's see. Hang on, everybody. I know this is great radio in the making here.
It is.
Yeah. So, Seth, how was your day, buddy?
Pretty good, man.
That's pretty good.
Look at the shoes.
I know. We're trying to figure out what's up with the shoes over there.
Whose shoes are those?
Well, they were roses. They're too small.
They're really
But aren't
cool.
they sharp?
Yes.
There's Paul. Oh, and by the way, because he had sent a note after his wife called from North Carolina.
Okay.
They've been married for 42 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So we don't know if we're going to hear from you in September. So let me play this for you now.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
There you go, 42 years, that is awesome.
Wow. Yay.
It is 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. So, on Facebook today, I've been on an environmental rampage because I am sick of the bull feathers. That's what, do you remember a guy on the great Smothers Brothers TV show named Pat Paulson?
Yes.
He ran for president one year.
Yes.
And he had the most deadpan face you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And every week on his Smothers Brothers, he would make his campaign pitch. And whenever he wanted to bring a point home, and he talked like this, I will take action. And he would gently bring his fist up and down, you know, and it was just funny as hell.
Like one of those wooden things that you see at Christmas time.
Yes. Yeah.
The little nutcrackers
right.
on the wires.
Low Trump poll numbers, raises the summary of the Mueller report. He's honoring the president. Beginning.
We don't care about that.
I think it's crap.
I do too.
You know it's crap.
Trump says every Fake poll news. That I see and every poll that we have. But. Yeah, everybody can't wait
That's
to have
the
Joe
media.
Biden in there because, you know.
Is it the same poll company that kept saying Hillary was going to win by some
Yes.
Much?
Yes,
I mean,
all of them, right.
Listening?
Yeah, and we all know how that worked out. And she is America's mental patient now because she runs around and she still thinks the election was thrown and blames misogyny and Russian influence and Bill's bent paint. Yeah, I don't want to go there with Rosie in the room. So we have some of the other apocalyptic predictions that were made. Where are they?
Populiptic.
Don't look at me.
No, no, I'm not.
Anything.
I said populiptic.
Let's see.
As opposed to apocalyptic?
In this article, I got it on Facebook, and I hope you read it. And you know what? Share it with somebody that really believes this crap about climate change. Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that civilization will end within 15 or 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind. Where an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world is a suitable place for human habitation, wrote Washington University biologist Barry Commoner in the Earth Day issue of the scholarly journal Environment. The day after the first day, Earth Day, the New York Times editorial page warned, man must stop pollution and conserve his resources,
agreed,
not merely to enhance existence but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. Population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make, it said Paul Ehrlich in April of 1970 in Mademoiselle magazine. Meathead used to make that same argument on All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, the population of the planet wasn't even 2 billion. He says, you know what we're going to have? We're going to have, by year 2000, we're going to have 7 billion people, Arch. Who's going to feed all of them? The only reason there's people starving is because some countries are still stuck in socialism or living under a dictatorship where, like Venezuela, where they just don't care. There's no reason for anybody on this planet to be hungry.
No.
And certainly nobody in this country, not only with all the, you know, with food stamps and we've got, stores where people can shop at cost if they're, you know, on welfare or unemployed or something. What do they call those places? The food banks.
Yeah, food banks.
Food banks.
I kept wanting to say cash savers, but food bank.
Ehrlich sketched out his most alarmist scenario for the 1970 Earth Day issue of The Progressive, assuring readers that between 1980 and 1989, some 4 billion people, including 65 million Americans, would perish in the Great Die-Off. It's already too late to avoid mass starvation, declared Dennis Hayes, the chief organizer for Earth Day in the spring 1970 issue of The Living Wilderness. This is all from Earth Day of 1970. Hysterics. And I really believe this is a mental condition that some people, it's their comfort zone. They have to live this way.
Got to be worried about some.
Yeah.
When did Earth Day start?
1970. I was in kindergarten. All right, it is 5:13. Want to thank Jacqueline Tomlinson for joining us on the morning show while Emily was out. Rich will be returning on Monday, as will Emily. And after she left the show today, she went back to her, I don't want to call it her day job, because she's so good at what she does. It's great to have somebody, though, that not only has the skill set to represent people in a divorce situation, to be the legal eagle that you require in a situation like that, but somebody who understands the human part of the equation, looking out for you. And she, Jacqueline Tomlinson and Dana Delk, I partnered up, and I specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you're a woman and you're more comfortable being represented, by all means, call them. And when you do, mention that you're a News Talk listener, because they offer a generous discount to the folks that support the station if their services are needed. 819-4810. 819-4810. If maybe you have a hunch, maybe something just doesn't seem right at home, don't be ambushed where you make decisions in a panic. Always have a plan. And this is where they can be extremely helpful. Turn it over, because under the best of circumstances, you're going to be experiencing a lot of life changes you can't anticipate until you go through them. And they're going to require a lot of energy and adjusting on your part. So trying to manage something you're not really qualified or capable to do while you're in an emotional state is the recipe for disaster. The lesson I learned in life, turn it over. So that's why I recommend Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. If you would like examples of their work and the difference they've made for people going through a divorce, go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials, and you'll see exactly what I've been telling you now. That's divorceformenalabama.com, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
T-Spear will grab your call right after we twack here.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a couple of accidents to tell you about. We have one on I-85 northbound. It's at mile marker 2. That's going to be right at the Forest Avenue exit, so be careful in that area. I-85 south also has an accident at the 8-mile marker. That is going to be between the Boulevard and Taylor Road, so be careful there. We also have an accident at 1,000 block of Hill Street. If you're on I-65, we don't have any issues for you. You just heard about what's happening on I-85. The Boulevard is just packed with traffic, so be careful around all the intersections.
protections and watch the traffic around you. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right. We've got a full house here at 5 o'clock.
Hey there, full house. It's great to hear all of y'all. I have a resolution for the global warming stuff.
Yeah?
And it would eliminate some of the drug problems in this country. It would eliminate a lot of the trash problems of this country. It would eliminate a lot of some of the socialists of this country. If the people of this country who fully believed all of this would figure out what country they wanted to abuse and destroy and go there all in mass, they could be there, they'd be happy, they would be within their own right mind. They wouldn't have to deal with all of us people who believe in this country and who believe in our Constitution and our rights. They could just have it all right there in one little spot.
No, it's much easier to stay here and turn the United States into Venezuela than it is to go there.
Thank you. No, I'd really rather not. I was going to say they could do something else, but I was afraid that would get me booted off air for about 30 days again, and I didn't want to do that.
You mean like take their agenda and shove it as far up their ass as they can?
What?
How about that?
That's one of them. I was going to suggest that they terminate themselves, and that would take care of it, too.
Well, all they're doing is adding to the whole environmental problem. If they just go away, we'd have fewer people.
Every time you see one of these anti-whatever groups rioting, they leave more trash and more filth than the million-plus that were in Washington, D.C.
Isn't that the truth?
When we left it clean.
Yep.
I was there at one point, at least 1.2 million people, according to...
You got it, and I was there the following year, and it was absolutely clean.
And there wasn't a cigarette butt on the mall grass when we left.
You got it. But anyway, that's what they could do, and then they would be happy. Isn't that a good idea?
It's a grand idea.
I'm all for it. Let's get to work on it.
Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Happy Father's Day, Greg.
Thanks.
To all the dads out there. My most sincere happy Father's Day.
Anything
because
we can play for you.
Without the dad, we wouldn't be here.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you, G-Spear.
This deterioration of my mental state usually begins around 5 o'clock on Friday. I know the one thing we can play on President Trump's birthday that just drives the left crazy, and it's the compilation, Trump Can't Win.
Oh, yeah.
With the classical music.
Can we play the birthday elephant happy birthday to him after you do that?
You mean Simba the birthday elephant?
Yes, yes. Yes.
She's the biggest Republican there is.
I know.
Maybe she can do background vocals on the song. Anyway, that will be coming up. We have your local news, Rich's forecast, and Brant doesn't join us on Friday unless there's a... And the market did exactly what he said it would on Monday.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is why you should call him at 387-0094 and sit down and have a chat with them about your financial future, what you'd like to plan for. Because on Monday, after 4 or 5 consecutive days of big gains, he says, I think for the rest of the week, the market will kind of go sideways, a little up, a little down. And that's exactly what happened. It was down like 17 points today. It was up a few yesterday. He called it to perfection. And that's not just Brant. He is the tip of an iceberg that is populated by some of the most brilliant people you will ever meet at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. So call him and become managerial about your money. It's a great self-esteem booster as well. 387-0094. 520.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Governor Ivey awarded a $150,000 grant to help improve medical services in Elmore County, also creating nearly 50 new jobs. That money will be used to build a new hospital in Wetumpka, a 32,000-square-foot complex called River Region Medical Center. Plus, the director of the Centers for Disease Control is in Montgomery today talking about what's being done to combat HIV in Alabama. A national initiative has a goal to reduce new HIV infections by 75% in 5 years and by at least 90% in 10 years. Alabama has been selected as one of 7 states to receive additional resources needed to end the HIV epidemic. And the 29th annual Alexander City Jazz Fest starts tonight. Bands take the stage starting at 6, then again tomorrow night at 6. And the best part, it's free. So bring out the whole family and enjoy this Alex City tradition. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've enjoyed a great couple of days, but we're going to be slowly returning to business as usual over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, still comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you will start to feel more humidity in the air with a high temperature up to about 91. A good bit of sunshine. The rain chances are not zero, but I've got them under 20% tomorrow. A little bit better chance as we get into Sunday, Monday with scattered hit or miss storms here and there. High temperatures around 90 each day. A typical summer forecast and lows at night right around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Business Network, point, click, buy. Retail sales rising in June with more Americans going online to do their shopping. When people did head out for their shopping, we saw a surge in spending on electronics and cars. But that shopping spree could be short-lived, a new report showing consumer sentiment dropping in June. This coming amid new worries over the trade war and tariffs with China. Meantime, drivers still getting a break at the pump. The national average for regular unleaded gas down every day this week and 35 out of the past 39 days. A gallon now costs you $2.70. To Wall Street now, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closing higher for the week. And take a bite out of this. Online pet supply company Chewy making its debut on the New York Stock Exchange. Investors eating up the stock, shares up 59% on its first day of trading. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Christina Partsenevelis.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown.
I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end. The
beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now, we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite.
Need some wood?
Forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. Actually, CNN projects Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas, with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska, with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming, with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting, complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll tell you.
It's the end of the world.
Yes, now they're suffering from this.
Do you find yourself feeling depressed? Hopeless? Having trouble sleeping? Struggling with frequent panic attacks? Irritability? Constant arguments with family?
I know Dad did too. I know that.
Friends? Or even friends of friends on Facebook? Yelling at your phone or computer screen? If any of these sound familiar, you may be suffering from TIAD or Trump-induced anxiety disorder. Impeachara may help. Impeachara is a prescription medication that may alleviate many symptoms of TIAD. Impeachara works on your brain's neurotransmitters and optical receptors, convincing you that Donald Trump has already been impeached. Not all patients have the same reactions, and results may vary. Side effects may include elation, the ability to focus on work and family again, and reconnecting with people you called ignorant faces on social media. MP Chara is not approved for children or adolescents under voting age and should not be taken by those in favor of the current administration, for it may cause thoughts of suicide or spontaneous bowel movements. In rare cases, people have developed a skin condition known as Cheeto face. Tell your doctor right away if you have thoughts of comb-overs or experience a reduction in the size of your hands. Before you decrease or stop taking MP Chara, make sure you have disabled instant news alerts on all of your mobile devices.
Things got pretty dark there for a while, but thanks to MP Chara, I've elected to be happy.
Talk to your doctor to see if MP Chara might be right for you. Also, do it fairly soon before you lose your health insurance.
Yeah. One of the leading sufferers of Trump-induced anxiety disorder, Jim Acosta, has written a book.
Yeah.
And brilliantly tweeted a picture of himself at a surprise book signing at Arlington, Virginia. Do you see anybody else in that picture?
No.
Is there anybody waiting in line to get...
No.
Anybody want to buy it, get his autograph?
No.
So if I were you, Jim, I would look at real seriously at those horse crap ratings that CNN is getting in prime time and start taking that seriously. That's kind of a message from most of America saying...
Screw off.
With your hysterics.
Can't blame him for writing a book. His main job is going south in a hurry here, so he's trying to pick up a little cash because CNN's not going to make it much longer.
You'll have to forgive me, and I'm not trying to be a bitter, ugly person and say this, but I have trouble believing that, A, she wrote the book. I don't believe she wrote the book.
Thank you.
Michelle Obama's memoir sold 8 million copies. And is the largest selling memoir of all time. And I don't believe it.
Well, I believe somebody bought them, but I'd like to see how many of those books went to four different people.
Who bought 2 million copies each,
right,
just to make it look good.
Right.
And that picture you had of his book sign, and there was one guy in the background in flip-flops, and he didn't care. He did not care at all.
So, he was waiting on the new Harry Potter book.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Oh, is there a new Harry Potter book coming out?
Apparently.
Yeah, maybe. The guy with flip-flops thought so.
Last night, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA championship.
Yep.
Today, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office confirmed it is pursuing a misdemeanor complaint against Toronto Raptors president Masai Ujiri, I think that's how you pronounce it, for battery on a police officer after an altercation following the Game 6 final Thursday night. A spokesman for the police department said Ujiri is accused of twice shoving an officer and striking him in the face after he was stopped from coming onto the court to join the Raptors post-game celebration at the Oracle Arena in San Francisco because he did not display a proper credential. Video of the aftermath of that incident was captured by NBC Bay Area, which was the first to report the complaint against Ujiri. He appears to be holding a credential in his right hand in the video. Also appears to be holding a credential in the same hand in a video that shows him watching the end of the game from the tunnel before the incident occurred. However, per NBA rules, only personnel with specially designated gold armbands were allowed on the court after the conclusion of the game. It's unclear if he was wearing one of those. Well, you got to give him credit. I mean, at least nobody was killed in the celebration of this NBA championship. That has not always been the case in Detroit and Chicago. When I was working at WLS and the Bulls won, I think, the second of the three they won in the early 90s, I had to rush downtown to cut a celebratory promo. And there were people running all over it was scary. It was really, they were jaywalking, not jaywalking, yeah, whooping it up, acting crazy.
Tearing anything up?
I honest to God, I was scared.
Yeah?
Because they're just, it was so random. It was like, it reminded me of the riot following a Sly and the Family Stone concert that was canceled at the last minute after 100,000 people went to Grant Park downtown, hoping to see them here. They're great songs, Hot Fun in the Summertime, yeah, Everyday People and stuff. But Sly, who we know had serious drug issues, just
couldn't make it?
Backed out at the last second.
Wow.
And that didn't go over well with the assembled multitude, and there was a lot of trouble. 535 is also very similar to the kind of action that happened with the Democrat convention of 1968. That's a doozy.
I've seen some of the film on that, yeah.
Well, Mayor Daley was a Democrat. And there's a reason the term Daley Democrat exists, because by today's standard, he would have been a pretty hardcore Republican. Mm-hmm. He was a law and order guy. I'll never forget. And there was a talk host who was hugely popular, who I eventually got to produce a couple of shows for, named Howard Miller. And it was either the 67 or 68 riots following King's death. I forget which one. But Daley issued an order to police to shoot to kill if they discovered looters in the process of looting, because the city was under, martial law. Yeah. There were hardcore curfews in place from dusk to dawn. Mm-hmm. It was weird. I mean, we sat on the roof of our house, and you could see pyres of smoke billowing up from the inner parts of the city. And so, needless to say, the media was just as liberal and open-minded then as they are today. And they eviscerated him in the media for issuing that order.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, and this again, we're seeing it replay in history today. Daley had huge support from the people of Chicago for sticking up for property owners, including everybody. They thought that these people weren't out rioting because they were upset that it was an invitation to mm-hmm. steal. Breaking store windows, hauling out everything they could carry, yep. and then breaking into people's private property. So the media, you know, just skewered him 17 ways from Sunday, but the people of the city reelected him the next year. So, because they the wanted somebody spoken. That would stand up to that, you know?
Well, exactly right.
People know what's going on. When something like that happens, it's people with nothing better to do than to burn a house down
or steal stuff. I'd like to know what they do between... You know, that was something that was kind of addressed in a clever way on All in the Family. Because Lionel Jefferson would play into Archie's racist perceptions of blacks. And Archie thought he had bought a hot watch.
Yeah.
So he consults Lionel. He says, you know those riots these people are always going to? And then Lionel breaks into his stereotypical black voice, and it was hilarious. And because he was playing Archie. Yeah.
Oh, he played him like a fiddle, man.
It's a shame that kind of comedy can't be done today. Because what that show did and what the Jeffersons did, because the beauty of the Jeffersons was George Jefferson was no better about white people than Archie was about black. And one of the funniest episodes was the episode when he realizes his son is married to a daughter who's got a white father.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tom from upstairs.
One of the great lines in that is George consulting Lionel saying, what about your kids? What are they going to be? And Lionel says, well, boys and girls, I hope. You know, just great stuff. Well written. Well done. Well, what would a week be without the immortal William B. joining us?
William B.
For an afternoon chat. William B.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
You know, just making it. On my way to the house. Get ready for the weekend.
There you go.
Well, we know what that means in Millbrook.
Yeah. actually, I've got dual citizenship. I'm a Millbrook resident and a Slapout resident on the weekend. So I'll be headed to Slapout
every weekend. Slapout twice a day, Millbrook. Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
But I've got my designated boat driver, Faith. She likes to drive the boat, so I'll let her drive the boat this weekend.
Excellent.
But anyway, didn't want anything in particular. Just wish everybody there happy Father's Day and have a good weekend. Be careful out there and all that kind of good stuff.
We appreciate your thoughtfulness, my
friend.
Thanks,
William.
Yeah, man, thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking to you when the whole crew is back on Monday.
You forgot about
Joey. All right.
What?
You forgot about Joey. Joey will be back. You said everybody will be back. You know, you didn't say anything about him. We'll be back. Won't he?
Joey.
We talked about Joey.
He might be meeting the love of his life right now.
Is he giving up on us?
No. Maybe you weren't listening. Eddie was here.
Uh-oh.
But I reiterated that I had a talk with Joey privately off the air. I said,
Joey,
when you go to this wedding, you're going to, there is a special pixie dust that fills the air, and it affects women who are attending the wedding single.
Sure does.
And again, it's the old line.
I'll have what she's having.
They know what she's getting on her wedding night.
Yep.
And suddenly it produces a sort of a spontaneous lust.
Add that with a little bit of liquor and...
And Joey's hair.
Yeah, I know. Good. You can't get away from that luxurious hair of Joey's.
You know, it's his hair, and he's free to wear it any way he wants.
Oh, boy.
But there are times when I feel like I'm sitting across from the guy who made the Shroud of Turin image.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
You know?
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I don't mean that as an insult.
He'll have that look on his face sometimes, too, and I'm thinking, man, it's like I'm sitting here next to Jesus. What's going on here?
Especially when he has that thing on his head.
By the way, I'd love Rosie. Are you familiar with the Shroud?
Yes.
What do you think about that? What do you think that is? Is that Jesus' burial cloth?
I think it might be.
I think there's, you know, they've tried to disclaim it.
Right.
Somebody, you know, I don't know if it was carbon dating or what system they used to determine the age, but it turned out that they were wrong, and the cloth could be compared to fabrics that were created at the time of Jesus. I first learned about it, there was a pamphlet or something that my first mom-in-law, I wasn't married to my first wife yet, but she had gotten it at church. It was all about the shroud and the image and stuff, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. And it seems like it's become, I had never heard of it until I saw that pamphlet. It seems like it's something that gets more attention today than it used to. I don't want to, you know, at least you got to give me credit for one thing, Rose. I haven't asked you for the Smithsonian Channel schedule.
I've been kind of curious all week. I'm like, I don't know what's coming on the Smithsonian Channel tonight.
I actually have recorded a couple of things that I'm just kind of saving for the weekend.
Ooh, party weekend.
Yep. It is 5:43. Make sure that you have some backup for the comfort of you and your family throughout the long, hot summer, and partner up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and get yourself a membership. For $159, you receive two annual tune-ups. Now, the cost of a tune-up, if you were to just shop a la carte randomly with various companies, would probably run you close to three or higher. To have somebody come out in the summer, and then as the weather's turning cold, to check your system out, make sure it's running efficiently. You get two of those for $159. Discounts on parts and labor if any repair is recommended to prevent systemic failure and having to replace the whole unit. This is the best thing. It's like an insurance policy, except you actually get a tangible result. At the end, a system that's running efficiently and can lead to lower electric costs, which is always nice. Clark's can also be your best friend when it comes to plumbing. That's how I met him. Splashing through my living room one day, realizing the water heater had ruptured. And for whatever reason, maybe it was the Lord pushing me out the front door, sent me out in front of the house to the cul-de-sac, and there was a Clark's truck there. And I said, can you
was
help
like
me
some
with
light
some?
Beaming down?
I know. It was like Griswold finding the perfect Christmas tree. And he came in, shut it off, put an end to the water that was seeping into the living room directly underneath, and they had a new one installed the next day.
That's good.
And it's been a beautiful thing ever since. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and amazing people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. 545.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, and I-85 is a place you want to avoid in the downtown area in particular because we have an accident at 85 North and South Court Street. That one is starting to back traffic up onto I-65, so be careful as you approach the interchange. We also have a problem on I-85 southbound at the interchange, so be careful there as well. If you're on the boulevard, it's very thick between Vaughan Road and the Atlanta Highway, so watch it if you're in that area and keep an eye on the traffic around you. And the downtown area is unbelievably busy this afternoon. Be careful anywhere you are in downtown. In fact, we actually have an accident in the 400 block of South Perry Street, so that's going to jam things up there. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've enjoyed a great couple of days, but we're going to be slowly returning to business as usual over the upcoming weekend. For tonight, mostly clear, still comfortable, overnight low 65. Tomorrow, you will start to feel more humidity in the air with a high temperature up to about 91. A good bit of sunshine. The rain chances are not zero, but I've got them under 20% tomorrow. A little bit better chance as we get into Sunday, Monday with scattered hit or miss storms here and there. High temperatures around 90 each day. A typical summer forecast and lows at night right around 70. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed competently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
If your paint job is looking less than new, bring back that showroom shine with Formula One Wash and Wax, Paste Wax, or Scratch Out on sale now for $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your vehicle looking new with Formula One Auto Care products, $2.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm going to play this one more time at 5:50.
It's Father's Day weekend, and here comes Dad, driving up in his Galaxy 500. He wants a dry gin martini in his hand the second he walks in the door. Even though he's a couple of hours late, because he had an important business meeting with his secretary at the Boom Boom Room. Brad's in an extra good mood and gives Mom a pat on the ass. He made a Father's Day gift in art class. Give Dad a ceramic ashtray.
Uh-oh.
Mom saw the lipstick stain on Dad's work shirt. Looks like Dad is going to be spending Father's Day weekend on the couch.
What's a little indiscretion?
Well, you know, my dad worked hard, took his job very seriously, worked for the city of Chicago the full, 32, 35 years, something like that. And retired when they elected, I think his name was Herb Washington or something, as mayor, because he knew what was going to be coming.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people in positions of responsibility, actually looking out for the safety of Chicago, were going to be, you know, patronage jobs, mm-hmm. and not really giving a rat's ass about whether a house
or not,
or a building was going to be properly wired. Yeah. My dad, he just would not count and say. In fact, one time, I became friends with one of the guys that worked in his department, and he said, "Stay away from him." He said, "The guy is being investigated," and sure enough, he got busted.
Wow.
They got him on tape, taking a bribe, probably to feed his cocaine habit, and he wound up doing, I think he pled and all that, still wound up doing 6 months of hard time in the city's downtown jail. And that just infuriated my father, knowing that somebody he trusted to be doing the right thing on the job was taking money. So
I got a funny one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so husband.
Yes.
Okay, husband, Eric, I call him Dad because I get to ask him Dad stuff and that stupid mustache.
And you're Dad, too.
Yeah, of course.
So happy Father's Day to you, Seth Spotlow.
Well, thank you. So, Dad.
Bader.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You look like you're too young to have a kid.
I was.
All right, so husband slash dad's first and favorite car was a Galaxy 500.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Still got a picture of it at the house.
I had a friend in Chicago. I haven't talked to him in several years, but we hung out at our most recent reunion, which I believe was our 30th.
Yeah.
Anyway, you've heard me tell the story about working at Mailing Shoes, which may or may not be around in Chicago anymore. I don't know, but it catered to women and kids, but not men's shoes. And when you're a teenage boy, you learn a lot about women when you're kneeling before them,
yes,
serving them up 8 pairs of shoes and trying to... I also learn a lot about women's feet.
Trying to squeeze in an 8 and
well,
a 6.
Plus, I saw women that had feet that really looked like baked potatoes. And they were lumpy and oddly shaped.
I'm never going to look at a potato the same.
Walmart feet, man.
If you had a foot fetish, that job would have killed it quickly. Almost instantly.
Thank you.
Anyway, John worked at Mailing Shoes, and on days when he was working, I was off, he would let me borrow his Galaxy 500.
Yeah.
It was a great car. It had power everything, even AC, and to this day, I'm kind of amazed, because we were like 16, 17 years old, that he would just trust me with it. It allowed me to have a little mobility before I got my own first car,
yeah,
which wasn't nearly as cool as this Galaxy 500, but... I'm wondering, we have another reunion coming up next year.
31st?
Yeah, that one. And, well, you count reunions sort of like you do dog years, you know.
I got you.
The first 10 are legit. Yeah, it's funny. I did write a column about the reunions. What the hell did I call it? The last one, this one I just referenced, go up to Chicago, and they're having it at a place where the restaurant, and you'll see this at every wedding you go to in Chicago, Mustacholi, which is some noodle with a little red sauce on it. And not every wedding, every event has to have Mustacholi. So I go to the check-in area. I don't even know who is sitting at the desk. She doesn't look familiar to me. As I'm standing there, I'm looking at this list of names, and I saw a lot of people there that had been my buddies, a couple of girls I had dated. I said, which group is this? Oh, they're dead.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a real eye-opener.
At least you didn't find your name on the list.
Yeah.
That was nice.
That'd have been a shocker.
And I am already... Jesus. I'm debating whether or not I should go if they do have our 31st next year. Because I remember my dad went to his 31st, and he came back and he said, I can't believe how old these people
are. That's what I hear a lot about when people go to reunions. They can't believe how old everybody is.
I got my 20 coming up in 2 years.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The 10th was the greatest because everybody's trying to show off.
Right.
And I had something to show off. I had a career going to Miami. I brought pictures of my billboards with me.
You had the limo out front waiting?
I bought a pinstripe suit that made me look like a real mover and shaker. Yeah. I'm tanned from the Florida sun, and I had rock star hair.
Oh, I bet. Mm.
And someday when we have time, I'll tell you the story about Sue McCann.
Oh, I'm writing it down.
To this day.
Sue McCann.
It's a mystery. Maybe next Friday we'll talk about that.
Sounds good to me.
Rosie, thank you for all your time and service to the show this week.
I've had fun.
Good job this week, Rosie.
Thank you.
You've been awesome.
Always fun.
Eddie, Seth Spotlow, thank you for
my pleasure.
Keeping company today. And happy Father's Day to all the dads and
the
stepdads.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
You're just as important and way too often overlooked. Have a great weekend. I'll be back Monday morning with the regular crew. That would include the
adorable
Rich Thomas, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And, of course, Jay Scott.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you as you head to the house on this Friday afternoon, and we have some problems on the interstates, especially at I-85 and the interchange. Things are really jammed up there because we have a couple of accidents. There's one on the northbound side at South Court Street, and we have what looks like an accident on the southbound side. The traffic is really slow. It might just be rubberneckers. Be careful as you pass through that area. We also have an accident on South Perry Street in the 400 block of downtown, and if you're leaving downtown on Madison Avenue, look out when you get to North Panama. There's an accident at that location. The boulevard It's moving along pretty well. It's really crowded, but the traffic is flowing as we go through the intersections. Keep your eyes open around you. And I-65 northbound doesn't have any problems. If you're headed towards Prattville, you got a smooth ride home. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real